Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. This is Rhonda Keller with Canterbury. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Rhonda?
Good. Lisa asked me to touch base with you to see if you need anything additional from us.
Okay. Let me
I
give me a second.
I would reach out, and I'm sure you would let me know.
Perfect. Yeah, let me pull up your file real quick. Okay, so looking at it right now, okay, maybe you can help me out a little here on the, so two points. The vendor that you're going through, it's Persian? Is that how you say it?
Persian, yeah.
Okay. Now, is that a commercial vendor, or is it kind of a private party that sells equipment?
He is a consultant.
A consultant.
So
okay.
he will put us in touch with the vendor directly.
Oh, I see.
It through him, yeah.
Okay, so he works with kind of, you know, actual commercial vendors, consultant that you go through him, hooks you up, and then you get the equipment.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So for all of these, like the pipe threading machine, the cold saw, and the drill press, they're all going through MIC. Are they coming from different vendors?
No, it'll come from one vendor.
From one vendor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And it's not even new equipment either. So.
Sure. That's not a problem.
Okay.
The only issue is sometimes the reason I ask is if it's not a, you know, commercial vendor and it's a private party,
mm-hmm.
then it gets a little hairy and there are more additional, you know, items that we need to get. What I'm going to do, I'm probably going to have to find out from somebody who knows a little better than me as far as, you know, going through, you know, kind of a middleman here, a consultant. I have enough to go forward and at least, you know, get some initial feedback on the equipment. But that was just one issue. Now, the second part for the capital, which I know that's kind of, and you might be able to help me out here too. I know if we're prioritizing these here, it sounded like the unsecured cash was kind of the number one priority over the equipment, or was I correct on that?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So I don't want to really delay that any longer than it needs to be. So one thing is the Cabbage loan. I have the current balance at about $44,470, and that came off of the loan statement that you sent to me. Now,
Correct. Can
you clear up a little bit on the original loan that was taken? I know you said you borrowed against it twice. Was that the case?
Right. We took $22,000 the first time.
Okay.
And then we took the balance of it was at the time was 27. I believe it was like 27.7 is what we took the second time. So we've gone against it twice.
Okay. Now, as far as do you have the original loan contract?
I was looking for it yesterday, and Lisa thinks she took it to her house. So she's gonna look and bring it on Monday.
Okay, because that will make it a whole lot easier. When we're dealing with, you know, the situation is we're going to try to get you a loan that is much larger than that, and in order to do that, we would have to pay off the Cabbage loan in its entirety, and then give you guys cash on top of that. In order to do that, we need to know the full details of the loan through Cabbage. So that would be like the original amount that was borrowed, the total payback, the terms that came with it. So I can start to get an initial approval.
Well, I can even see if I can get that offline. Maybe I can pull it offline too. I'll look.
If you are able to do that, I mean, if it's easier to just, you know, shoot those numbers over, I can work with that. But I do need those numbers. Like the numbers that I really need are the original amount that is borrowed, the total payback that was on the original contract, and then the term for the loan.
Yeah, because we got the line of credit, and it's only $50,000.
Okay, yeah.
So you need the first draw, which was $22,000.
Yes,
correct?
Yes.
And then the second one of $27,700.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense now that I'm hearing it, kind of patching it all together. So if you could send, if you can find the loan contracts, that works absolutely, you know, beautifully. It's easier that way.
Okay.
But if you can just, if not, and you're able to send me the totals of how much you took and then how much the total payback would be, we'll be able to move forward without any problems.
Okay, I will work on that right now.
Okay, now just to give you an idea, of where we are, I am still working on getting the information on the vendor for the equipment because we need to we approve, you know, the buyer and the vendor on these types of, you know, finance deals. So I have to go through and get the vendor approved as well. So that's where I'm at on it. It's probably not going to be done by the end of the day today, but we will be looking at, we should be able to get you something hopefully by Monday. You know, we're pretty close. There's just a few things. Yeah, we can move pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I didn't know, and I know I'm not a nagger. I don't like to nag people. It really drives me crazy. So I was very reluctant to call today.
I'll
be really honest.
Don't be.
I don't like to be. I'm not built that way. So sometimes, so if you get a call from me, it's kind of usually pretty reluctantly that I'm calling or emailing or something like that. But I'll work on getting that cabbage. See if I can get that cabbage stuff online today, so we don't have to wait till Monday. So that will help you out a little bit.
Okay, good. And just so you know, I really do appreciate the call. That kind of made my afternoon a little easier.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. All right. Well, then I will look for it, and I'll send whatever I can.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And I'll keep the process moving, and I will reach out to you guys on Monday with a little feedback.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.